For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Power Punch. Get charged up on the truth. Now, Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good insomnia-induced middle of the night. You have stumbled upon Power Punch, the show where we give you undiluted, unrestrained, and probably unapproved truth, according to the Biden administration. We're so grateful that you're here with us. Did I just say, according to the Biden administration? Yeah, they wouldn't approve this at all, what we're going to be telling you, because we've got so much in store for you today. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving. Obviously, we got to talk about that. We're going to talk about Joe Biden's boss coming to the United States for a regular performance review. How did Uncle Joe do? We'll tell you all about it. But first, we're going to start out with a question that I'd like to just throw out there. You are going to see a lot of people running for office in the next year, right? And particularly at federal office, particularly those who want to go either back to Washington or to Washington for the first time. And I would like to propose a single question that you could ask them that would let you know whether they're worthy of your vote or not. And I'm not even going to teach you. Here's the question. Did you vote for the Inflation Reduction Act? Did you not vote for the Inflation Reduction Act? And just leave it at that and hear their answer. Because I'm going to tell you why. Let's just get into this. And we talk about this a lot here on the show because it's all intertwined. I can't help but go into a grocery store and not understand why people aren't screaming. And I'm not saying scream at the employees. Obviously, none of that. Just screaming at what the world in there looks like right now versus what it did just 3 years ago. But this was all supposed to be fixed, right? More than a year after the passage of, we'll call it the controversial, we'll do like the media does, just be nice, called the controversial Inflation Reduction Act. It's failures. It's just becoming more and more clear each day. And you know, all you need to do is, if you're like me, you have the unfortunate need to go into a grocery store because I like to eat food and that's where I get it from. And you can see that it is an absolute failure. And the inflation report came out this week, and Joe Biden celebrated. It showed that the Federal Reserve's rate was unchanged. That was their celebration. The rate's unchanged, and everything's better. In fact, they want a pat on the back. But make no mistake, this is the real man-made disaster. We're going to hear from someone right now, and they're going to tell us a little bit about how inflation is going.
What I would consider potentially the most important, even though it's ex food and energy, is year over year CPI, 4%, 1/10 lighter than we were expecting, 1/10 lighter than our last look, which was 4.1. And the metric there, and this is a biggie, we haven't been under 4% since May of 2021. Yes, under 4% since May of 2021.
So make no mistake. Anybody who supported the Inflation Reduction Act, including the Biden administration, who was the shepherds of it, they need you to accept this as the new normal. Not just the prices that you're paying at the store, which are through the roof, but also the disconnect of them telling you what is going on versus the reality of what you're experiencing. I mean, Washington's always been disconnected, right? That's nothing new. But I mean, it is a solar system level disconnect right now that I've never seen. You know, it was not so long ago that the supporters of the Inflation Reduction Act, they happily introduced the term, you've heard it, I've heard it, you know it, you love it, Bidenomics. They thought they would insert that. They thought, this was how it worked in the White House communications meeting. They thought, hey, you know, the economy's terrible, but there's like two things that we think are going well. Let's call those Bidenomics. And then whenever something we think is good happens, we'll call it Bidenomics. And then people will think it's good. And well, it hasn't quite worked out like the Team White House was hoping, right? When you have people going on social media posting their grocery store receipts and their I use the term loosely, grocery haul, what they brought home, and you see the fact that the receipt is 5 miles long and the items are 5 miles short. How are you 5 miles short? Oh, just go with me. You see that you're paying so much more for so much less. And that's Bidenomics. So the good news is, Team White House, people are talking about Bidenomics. It's just not in the way that you were hoping for. So the report came up this week, and Joe Biden wants credit, but let's be clear. Inflation is up more than 20%, and that's a conservative number, right? That's not the grocery store number. That's just what the government says. Cumulative inflation is up 20% since Joe Biden took office. Now, we know energy is the biggest driver of that, but I'm going to throw a bunch of numbers at you here, and I'm going to try to bring together a couple of things here that, that's just my long-winded way of apologizing for a bunch of numbers. Here's a bunch of numbers coming at you, because I maintain that Joe Biden's screwing up of the American energy industry, and he's getting ready to do some more, is the reason we're dealing with this inflation. So did you know that since Joe Biden has taken office, he has issued about 126 executive orders? That's one for nearly every week he is in office. That is insane. That is a guy who is just ruling with his pen. And he doesn't care about Congress. He doesn't care about what's going on with the people. He's like, I'm just going to write down my executive edicts and you're going to have to deal with it. And that's the way it's going to be. And here's how we're dealing with it. They've ushered in gas prices that were not only the highest in American history. Of the 33 months Joe Biden has been in office, gas prices have gone up 24 of those months. Or to say it another way, for all the people with third grade math levels like me, gas prices have increased for 73% of Joe Biden's presidency. That's what all of his little executive orders have delivered us. That is what his green agenda has delivered us. And if you really want to get down to it, Joe Biden has ushered in gas prices that are 35% higher on average. And that's just so far. He's still got time to really mess things up. His gas prices are 35% higher than they were under President Trump. Imagine that. Go back to 2020 in so many ways. Go back to 2020. Go back to that debate. And imagine if Joe Biden said, heck yeah, I'm going to impose a 35% tax on gasoline. And that's exactly what he's done. And all his little cultists want us to believe that it's good for us, that's the way it is. And that's the way, and we're going to get to some of those cultists later, but it's just good to pay more according to them. Right? So in my calculus here, it's not a coincidence that just as the gas prices started to go through the roof, that's when inflation started to go through the roof. I know I'm the energy guy. By the way, I'm the communications director for Power of the Future. We advocate for American energy. I know I'm the energy guy, and you may say, you see everything through the lens of energy, but it touches everything. Everything that is in the store that you bought, everything that is in your house touches energy. It was either created by it, harvested by it, grown by it, manufactured by it, transported by it, heated, cooled, and maintained by it. It all requires that energy. And when you mess up with the energy, when you screw up the energy, as Joe Biden has done, that is what delivers this inflation. And don't let them tell you any different. It's a worldwide issue. It's a worldwide issue because Joe Biden took one of the world's leaders in oil production and messed it up. And that was the United States of America. So I get back to that question. Did you support the Inflation Reduction Act? That is $369 billion. It's hard. We say billion so often now in government speak, and it just keeps going. $1 billion. And he has it now for his own green slush fund. That's what he's doing with it. He is bailing out companies. We'll get to that a little bit. We see over there companies. He is bailing out these companies. And who's not getting bailed out? I'll tell you who's not getting bailed out. You, me, and those of us trying to make ends meet. Here's what is going on in our world.
New data shows Americans are digging themselves deeper into credit card debt, which is now hitting an all-time high.
For the first time ever, the total credit card debt across the U.S. has topped $1 trillion. That's a $154 billion spike from this time last year and the largest increase in more than two decades.
So much credit card debt. And, I mean, how long? I mean, remember during when the gas prices were through the roof? Do you remember when they had those "I did that" stickers on gas pumps? I want to know, if you haven't already, you can email me, larry@powerofthefuture.com. I want to know if you've seen those pop up in grocery stores yet. I don't think you have, because we don't want to create extra work for those good folks trying to keep the shelves stocked. But how long before we see those "I did that" stickers on, like, the Tortino's pizza? How long before we see that "I did that" stickers in the beef section? How long before we see it for all the items we're going to be buying for Thanksgiving dinner? That's a tease. We'll get to that. We have record credit card debt as a nation. Everyone's house. I'm not pointing fingers anywhere. It's happening everywhere because we're doing it to make ends meet. We're trying to survive. Meanwhile, you know who's getting a big fat payout from Joe Biden's Inflation Reduction Act? I'll tell you. This is from the Daily Caller. Biden administration approved a huge loan to a green company as it was allegedly defrauding investors. Shockingly, now the stock is going down. The Biden administration authorized a battery recycling company to receive a massive taxpayer-funded loan for a New York facility in February of this year. That was months after the company had allegedly started to defraud investors. So the CEO of this company meets with the Biden administration and says, "Hey, I need some money." And lo and behold, after he meets with them, the company was approved for a $375 million loan in February 2023. This was like 3-4 months. Company CEO goes, bangs down the door to the Biden administration. "Hey, we're green. We need money." And they get it, $375 million. But they're in a class action lawsuit now because investors are now accusing the firm of making false statements or withholding key information about the status of the facility. Oh, by the way, that facility that they were going to build in New York to, you know, recycle batteries. Oh, it's so green. Yeah, it hasn't started. It's unclear if it'll ever start. It's unclear if it will ever get going at all. But yet, they got approved for a loan, $375 million of our money, of your money, my money, grandkids' money, great-grandkids' money probably by now. They got approved for that. You're trying to figure out how you're going to make Christmas work. But if as long as you're green, you know, I'm going to tell, I wonder if I can go to the White House, knock on the door, not paint, you know, or vandalize anything. And just be like, "Hey, if I change my middle name to Green, I don't need $375 million, a cool $5, $6 million. Can you help me out? Is that how it works?" Oh, tell you what. Oh, I will change my name to Green Solyndra. And how much money does that get me? I bet that's good for a couple million. It's got to be. And a couple million now will at least buy a box of cereal in Joe Biden's economy. That's where we are right now. I joke to keep from crying because we know the pain is going around. We know everyone's hurting. We know that is a laugher to hear the Biden administration take credit for inflation. I mean, Joe Biden taking credit for unchanged inflation is like a serial arsonist who sets fire to 10 homes in your community and then the month after sets fire to another 10 and said, "Oh, at least it wasn't 11. The serial arsonist ratio is unchanged." And we're all supposed to pat him on the back and celebrate. Hey, who wants to talk about China? I know I do. And listen, if there's one way to get San Francisco cleaned up, it's when Joe Biden and Gavin Newsom's boss comes to town. We're going to talk about it coming up. My name is Larry Behrens, and you're listening to Power Punch. Stick with us.
Said there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free.
Get more Power Punch with Larry Behrens at NewsTalkSTL.com. You're listening to Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com.
get charged up on the truth. This is Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Welcome back. I'm so glad you survived that first segment. And, you know, inflation probably means that that cup of coffee that you started in the first segment is now worth, will cost you double. So congratulations, I guess. Hey, speaking of congratulations, we'd like to send a special thank you. This long distance request and dedication goes out to the people of San Francisco. Finally got that town cleaned up, did you? All it took was a communist coming to town. Well, at least one from out of town, not the ones that already live there. This week, President Xi Jinping of China, he met with President Biden up in San Francisco, and they met with supporters. They lined the freshly cleaned streets of the city. I mean, let me just take a moment here. Sorry. I'm going to digress. You see those pictures. I don't know if you've seen it, but you can go on the interwebs and look it up. You see the pictures of Xi going through the streets in San Francisco. Chinese flags everywhere, not one single American flag. And then I contrast that with our campuses, and you see Palestinian flags everywhere. And I think to myself, how long before it becomes a rarity to start seeing American flags? I digress. So Xi was in town. This is what NBC News had to say. To try to visually overwhelm any protest, Chinese officials are expected to bring in students from across California to wave Chinese flags and show support for Xi. It worked. And here's the thing. These are students at American universities. How many of them are getting paid by our tax dollars? The move is meant to ensure Xi has a pleasant visual as he moves from event to event, official with familiarity with the situation said. He said, quote, those will be the pictures that will be beamed back home. Nothing can go wrong. It has to be 100% perfect, they said, adding that the goal for the Chinese is for Xi to be treated like an emperor, and anything short of that or embarrassing is really the absolute worst thing that can happen to him. Conservative wants to speak on your kid's college campus. Protest shut down. No police protection. We're going to vandalize things. We're going to throw rocks. We're going to threaten them. Oh, communist dictator wants to come to town. How many students can we get? Ugh, frustrating. So as if that wasn't bad enough, we are also worried that offending China, that California is finally cleaning up the streets. Yes, fantastic job. And you know what? If you want to clean when, and listen, can you imagine if like the Prime Minister of Australia came in the week after? He's like, how come that Chinese guy got the streets cleaned up? And here I am in downtown Oakland walking through. Anyway, I just don't know. Is there a message board? Is there a group text chain of world leaders? And Xi is just flexing right now because, oh, look what they did. Look what they did. And if you're a Chinese communist propagandist right now, isn't it just a field day for you? All you have to do is put the before Xi pictures of San Francisco and after Xi pictures of San Francisco, all the homelessness removed, all the streets cleaned. You know, I wasn't in the thick of it in the Cold War, but I could imagine if I was a Russian propagandist, that would have been what I would have shown the people. Khrushchev comes to town, Nixon cleans up city. That's where we're at right now. But he has to. Joe Biden has to. Gavin Newsom has to because Xi is his boss. And it's not even close. It is just not even close anymore. This is from Newt Gingrich this week. He says, every week there is more evidence that the Biden family has been using phony companies, fake email addresses, cutouts, and other seemingly clever efforts to disguise the sources of their money. You think? This is appropriate behavior for people who know they are doing something illegal and can't survive the light of day. And this is where it gets really, really hairy, right? And I don't know if you've seen it, but there is a committee of Congress that has just dug up the information. They have the checks. So this is what they say. Andy McCarthy is a remarkable attorney who spent 20 years as a federal prosecutor. He convicted the guys that tried to bomb the World Trade Center back in 1993. And he's analyzed what we already know about Biden corruption and reached some sobering conclusions. He's written, would the American people have elected Joe Biden despite the widespread disdain for then President Trump if it had been widely understood that Biden was bought and paid for by the Chinese communist regime? What? McCarthy also points out that the Hunter Biden laptop story, which the corporate media aggressively censored and say it wasn't real, when we all know it is now, but they won't report on a $40,000 check that Biden received. They won't report about the 10% cut for Hunter. All this stuff stays amazingly quiet. Meanwhile, here's what your president of mine was saying. If you and if you can make out what he's saying here, please, please, please let me know. And then please, please tell Joe Biden.
Where our interests are coincide, we're going to work together like we did on fentanyl. That's what the world expects of us. The rest of the world expects, not just in people in China and the United States, but the rest of the world expects that of us. And that's what the United States is going to be doing. Today, President Xi and I also exchanged views on a range of regional and global issues, including Russia's refusal and brutal war to stop the war and brutal war of aggression against Ukraine and conflict in Gaza. And as I always do, I raised areas where the United States has concerns about the PRC's actions, including detained and exit banned U.S. citizens, human rights, and coercive activities in the South China Sea.
So Gingrich goes on to write, to be clear, this is not about politics. America is at risk. A profoundly dishonest head of a profoundly dishonest family happens to be the president of the United States. He's so corrupt and lies so frequently, it's impossible to know what may happen. Remember that when the President Biden meets with a Chinese dictator, it is the paymaster meeting with the head of a family that he has helped enrich. Every American should be worried. And you may ask, how is he getting rich? I will tell you. I will tell you. This is the insight you're going to get here. You're not going to get from anywhere else. There is, dig down with me. We got to go through a lot of red tape. We're going to scour through feet, red tape, bureaucracy, deep state. Give me a little more time, and we're there. So this was last May. Joe Biden's Environmental Protection Agency, that's right, your friends and mine at the EPA, effectively proposed to close power plants in the United States that keep electricity flowing affordably and reliably. You know where I'm going. This isn't a hard line to figure out. So he's going to put a coal plant out of work, send the workers home, maybe give them a little stipend so they don't, you know, make fun of us on the news. And then, you know, but you have to wink, keep the lights on to keep the impression that everything's going. Well, how are they going to keep the lights on? Well, the EPA says we're going to use solar panels and windmills to do it. Well, the problem is, this tact that the EPA is using, it was struck down by the Supreme Court. They tried to bring in this little thing last year, and the Supreme Court said, nah, and said it's illegal. So what does the EPA do? The EPA just says, maybe we'll change a couple of words and resubmit it again. And they're going to try to do the exact same thing. They're ignoring the Supreme Court. And this is all a plan that came from your friend and mine, Barack Obama, back in the day. It's called the Clean Power Plan. And what they're supposed to do is to be able to shut down these facilities that for generations have kept us warm and alive and replace it with sun panels and windmills that'll maybe work if it's unless it's not cloudy or the wind's not blowing. And where do those come from, boys and girls? Say it with me. It comes from Joe Biden's boss in China. This is from an energy analysis where they said that the claim that renewables are geopolitically superior is exposed by one not well-known fact. China has 40 to 80% market share in producing or refining energy minerals needed to build renewable machinery. 40 to 80% of the market, China controls it. That strategic dominance is roughly double OPEC's market share in oil. Connect the dots with me here. So if OPEC cuts production of oil, prices go up here because they control such a big market share. And China controls the renewable market more than double that. What happens when you want to turn the lights on in the future? Joe Biden's closed down your power plants. What's going to happen? Oh, that's right. We're going to be dependent upon China just to keep the lights on because we decided that we don't like American energy. And when I say we, I mean Joe Biden. And wrap your mind around this. The green environmental movement is one of the few, maybe Hollywood's the other, one of the few where they actively have to advocate that America weaken itself. They actively have to advocate that we turn off things that work, destroy things that work, and instead get ourselves hooked on the drug of unreliable but more expensive energy from our adversary. The question has to be asked, and it has been asked, but never really answered. Dear environmental groups, and I hope you'll answer now, why do you push things that enrich China? And is it because you're not clear about where your money comes from? It's really that simple. And speaking of it, here's what happened. And remember that the planner said that China asked students to come in, hold the flags. They wanted the picture-perfect image to be beamed back home, but they didn't really have to work that hard for it. At a San Francisco hotel, this was on Wednesday evening while Xi was hanging out, President Xi delivered a message to U.S. businesses. He got a standing ovation. And he's saying, China is a big market and a friend. Nothing to worry about. Crowding into the Hyatt Regency to meet Chinese leader were Elon Musk of Tesla, Tim Cook of Apple, and Albert Bourla of Pfizer, all keen on selling more electric cars, iPhones, and pharmaceuticals in the world's second biggest economy. After the day spent in long-awaited talks with U.S. President Joe Biden, Xi told the audience about 300 people, China is both a super large economy and a super large market. Modernization for 1.4 billion Chinese is a huge opportunity that China provides to the world. This is what we're dealing with. This is what Xi comes to America for. It is to help meet with the family that he is enriched, a president that is compromised through an agenda that, again, makes China richer and richer and richer and richer and makes us poorer and poorer. And it makes it so that, listen, if you're, you're that Chinese propagandist and you see those rows of Chinese flags on American streets, what if one person had the audacity to hold up an American flag? Does that picture then make it to Beijing? No. That's the kind of dominance that China expects. And if they put that kind of dominance behind a photo op, what do you think they do to the politicians they've bought? Yeah, I'll let that question linger for a little bit. Hey, listen up. We're going to talk a little Thanksgiving. The news is not going to get any better. But nonetheless, we're going to get through it together. And I'm so glad you're here with me. You are listening to Power Punch. My name is Larry Behrens. And we're going to be back in a little bit.
And I feel like a newborn, kicking and screaming. You will take my
Get more Power Punch with Larry Behrens at NewsTalkSTL.com. This is Power Punch with Larry Behrens on NewsTalkSTL. For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on NewsTalkSTL.com. Get charged up on the truth. Now, Power Punch with Larry Behrens on News Talk STL.
Welcome back. You are in the last segment of Power Punch. It's bittersweet. You know, here in a little bit, you won't have to deal with me anymore, but we don't get to see each other. until next week. And I'm sure, you know, as I look around the world and I'm trying to just really, you know, hug the earth and think, what is the real renewable resource? It's Joe Biden doing stupid stuff. And so I know we're going to have more to talk about next week, but I also know this week is an all-important week. I'll be honest, it's my favorite holiday, and I know it's your favorite holiday too, even if it's not. Let's just go with it, right? I mean, it is just, it's full of food, it's full of family, and it's full of gratitude. And I know we talk a lot about the problems in the world right now, but I'll just take a few moments here to just talk about what's right. There are so many of you who are working every day, and I know making ends meet isn't easy, and I know we're having to, I'll say it nicely, get creative in how we get by, but don't lose sight of the fact that there is so much to be grateful for. We are still here in the United States of America. We are still here around people who love freedom, who understand history, who understand what it took to get us here, and for that, there is opportunity to be thankful. But unfortunately, thankful is going to cost you a little more this year. you knew I wasn't going to be positive the whole time. You signed up for it. That's what you signed up. And that's why you love me. So we know gratitude, center of Thanksgiving. We get it. Just like everyone before it, lots to be thankful about. But, it's going to cost a little more this year. And I just want to be clear. I don't want to give any, you know, Cori Bush staff, if you're listening, this is not an idea. I should copyright it. So if you steal it, at least you have to pay me and make the check out to Green Solyndra. And as of right now, as I'm talking to you, the Biden administration has not put a tax on gratitude. Wait till next year, but there might as well be. So this week, the Farm Bureau released their annual report, and it's just a great report. The Farm Bureau folks are they're just good folks. And every year they put out a report on the average cost of what it costs to feed 10 a Thanksgiving meal. And I say average, I know in some areas it's a lot higher. That's what average means, boys and girls. And so I'll give you the good news first. The news that Joe Biden is going to run and spike the football on. He's going to spike it as well as the Detroit Lions. Ah, I can't make fun of them anymore. They're good now. He's going to run and spike the football as well as Carolina Panthers. I just lost all the Carolina affiliates. Anyway, so they released their annual report, and they're going to celebrate it because the cost of this year's dinner will only be $61.47. On average, $61.47. And that's down from the record high last year. Here's the part that they're going to leave out. They need you, Team Biden, need you to ignore the fact that the same dinner cost $46.90 the Thanksgiving before he took office. Oh yeah, that 2020 Thanksgiving? Yeah, that's like, what is that? Like a 30% increase in my fifth grade level math? A massive increase in Thanksgiving dinner. But again, he's going to take credit because he's going to say, and this is what they do. And this is something that, you know, I know you guys are smart enough to know, but we need to review it. When he says, oh, look at the price of gas. It's not $5 anymore. Who delivered the 5-gallon gas? When he says, oh, look at Thanksgiving dinner. It's not record high anymore. Who delivered record high Thanksgiving dinner? I digress. There are people who are really going to push for that. Among them is a gentleman named Michael Tyler, and he worked hard in life and went to college and decided to become the communications director for the Biden campaign. I almost feel bad for him, but not too bad. This is what he said this week.
The president said nobody should have to work two jobs to stay out of poverty. This woman has three. Yes, 14 million jobs, but how many people have to work two of them to stay afloat? Labor Department numbers came out for the third quarter. Nearly 8.4 million people in this country are working at least two jobs. That's the highest number since 2019. So when people are looking for that economic shift, they don't feel it. To that woman, you say what?
Yeah, I'd say that that's precisely why we need another 4 years to continue to finish the job, right? I think it's important, too, that the president, of course, wants to get all of this done, but we have to be honest about the brick wall of MAGA extremism that we continue to run into when we're trying to get things done for the American people.
That's right. That's right. It is. I'm sorry, my head, I'm sorry. My head was trying to shift there without a clutch, hearing that soundbite. I'm doing, translation, I'm doing so bad at my job. You need to give me more time. Joe Biden has been in the Senate since 1649. He needs more time to figure it out. He knows exactly what he's doing, or his puppet masters know exactly what they're doing. 4 more years is going to be 4 more years of this, except worse. They're going to think, let's supersize it. That's exactly what's going to happen. And yet the argument, I mean, I swear I was going to email my boss and just, I was going to quit work for like a month. Not tell him I'd quit, but just not do anything, not respond to anything. And when he's like, hey, you're doing a terrible job, I would be like, listen, you need to keep me around so that I can finish doing this job that I'm doing. What a weird, I mean, Joe Biden comes up from a performance review. Is that what he told Xi, by the way? I bet you he has to produce results for Xi, but for the American people, not so much. He comes up for a performance review next November, and is that what he's going to say? Joe Biden, I'll get it right the next 4 years. I don't know. That's what the comms directors are doing. Meanwhile, we're all paying more, about 30% more, for Thanksgiving dinner. And you know her. You love her. And this is what your friend and mine, Nancy Pelosi, had to say about what a great economy Joe Biden has given you, you ungrateful cretins.
And there has to be some more clarity in people understanding all that this president did, whether it's about the economy, the environment, cost of prescription drugs, the list goes on and on. And that message has to be out there, too, as evidence of what more needs to be done. And he proves that he can get it done.
So there you go. There it is. You just don't know what he's done for you. I mean, listen, about 40% to 50% of his presidency on vacation? Sure. But he is so good that in that other time, he is sleeping. I mean, in that other time, he's tripping up the stairs. I mean, in that other time, he's doing Xi's bidding. I mean, in that other time, he's working for the American people. And he's so good at it that you just don't know what he's done. Who are you going to believe? I mean, are you going to believe the Biden campaign and Nancy Pelosi, who only want what's best for you? Are you going to believe your own lying wallet, your own bank account? They're lying to you. It's Nancy Pelosi who cares about you. I mean, remember, it's her district that they finally cleaned up, that Xi finally got cleaned up. So congratulations. This is from our friends at the Wall Street Journal. Food prices, here's the Biden argument. Food prices aren't rising at the same rapid clip as last year. Consumers are estimated to spend about 2% more on Thanksgiving dinner this year. So your price is going up, but it's not going up as much. Don't rush to thank them at once. So last year, it increased 14%, according to a market research firm. Turkey and eggs are much cheaper than a year ago, with some baking ingredients, such as sugar, are a bit pricier. And then it gets into the American farm. And so this is, I look at the call it the turkey indicator, the Thanksgiving meal. By the way, beef is going through the roof. By the way, so that T-bone for Thanksgiving. Hey, T-bone! That T-bone for Thanksgiving is going to cost you a little more this year. Family was ranchers. We did it. I'm proud. Yeah. We've had a couple of T-bones for Thanksgiving before, just as the pilgrims would want. But you have to look at what they're trying to sell you. And you have to try your best, because the media is getting ready to work overtime to try to make you forget the pain that you had. Remember what they did right before 2022 and the midterms, because the things were already terrible, and they were worried that red wave was going to come, and all of a sudden things just start, they try to get a little better. That's what we're going to see again. And we already see it. Joe Biden wants you to accept this, and I'll say it even though I hate the term, he wants you to accept this as the new normal. He wants you to accept these prices at the grocery store. He wants you to, because once you accept that, then he's off the hook. And they're going to tell you, I mean, what imagine any job you've worked or any job that you, if you're the boss, you've wanted someone to do well. And they say, oh yeah, this thing's collapsing, but that's not my fault. What president gets away with saying that? I mean, we elect you to be able to do the things that nobody else can do because we give you so much power and opportunity to do it. And then for you to say, ah, it's just out of my control. Ah, you just don't know what I'm doing for you. And then go back and hit the beach. Well, I'm not going to leave it all negative right now, but we do need to be upfront about what we're facing in the next year. Energy, I'll say it again, energy is going to be on the ballot, and so much more is going to be on the ballot. The border is going to be on the ballot. Our economy, as well as energy, is going to be on the ballot. Relationship with China, relationship with the Middle East. I didn't even have time to get to the terrible stuff that they're doing. I mean, you know, I guess we're not going to pass aid for Israel because Zelensky's not going to get his cut. How does that work? Anyway, I'm trying to get positive. Stop it. Let me get the, you know, that little devil off my shoulder. I'll look at the angel and try to be positive. We have a year to get ready and scrutinize for what will be Joe Biden's real performance review. And as we sit down with our families this week, take the time to express that gratitude because we do have so much to be grateful for. Take the time to express it for the family and friends that we have and so many great things. I know we focus on a lot of the problems here. That doesn't mean that there's just so much wonderful going on. And take the time to find those who are hurting. And it just might be everybody. And I know you're hurting too. But take the time to try to lift someone else up this holiday season because it'll help you. But second, Washington's not going to do it for you. They're only all powerful when it comes to messing up our lives. If we're going to start taking steps forward out of this, it starts with neighbors helping each other out, communities helping each other out, and then hopefully it grows because the gratitude we have and for the things that we are blessed with, we need to express that, and we express it the way I like to do it is by helping those around us. And when I say I help those around me, I tell my kids to go help those. No, I'm kidding. I try to help. But I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope that as 2023 closes out, that we look back, don't forget what they tried to do to us this last year. Be on guard for what they're going to try to pull on us in this next year. And remember that at least for now, we still have the opportunity to stand up to bureaucrats in Washington who are disconnected from us and say no more. They're going to try. They're going to spend so much money to try to convince you that they've been with us. Believe your own experience. Don't believe what the talking heads tell you, because that will guide you in the way you should go. And let me just, in the last seconds here, just say thank you. Thank you for listening to the show. Thank you for being here. Thank you to Ken, who always puts up with my technical malfunctions. I really appreciate it. We'll be back next week. Hope everyone has a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you next time right here on Power Punch.
Get more Power Punch at NewstalkSTL.com. Get charged up on the truth. This is Power Punch with Larry Behrens on NewstalkSTL. For podcast articles and more, find us on NewstalkSTL.com.